I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Carr, owner of the Cobblestone Buildings downtown, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. City of Buffalo earlier this month began stabilizing the buildings following a massive fire there in June. And Daryl, you're again attempting to get a demolition permit to tear them down. And this is going before the Preservation Board today. Has anything changed? Are you optimistic going into this meeting as opposed to previous meetings?
Well, I don't know if it's optimism. Good morning, Susan. I just would like to have a conversation with the Preservation Board, the good people of the Preservation Board, who I want to get their ideas on demolition. We submitted an application due to the fire, my contractor did, and so we're going to go in front of the Preservation Board as a public hearing to discuss demolition of the buildings, remaining buildings.
The city wants to save these historic buildings. I'm wondering, what does the property look like after the stabilization?
Well, about 70% of the square footage of the buildings have been removed. Basically, it was a demolition. There was really no stabilization. The building in the center the portion of the building in the center is collapsed. That wasn't touched, and that also was affected by the fire. And it's really the property is still in peril, and we'd like to clean that up and move ahead on a project with the new administration.
What could happen potentially with the Preservation Board today?
Well, I highly doubt that they would say, okay, go ahead with the demolition. Our take on this, where we were going to palletize any good bricks from the project, use it in the next project, recreate. We documented the buildings that are there, existing buildings, and we're going to recreate those buildings in the new project. I want to explain this to them. I really don't know what they're going to say or, the input that everybody will have, but it'll be nice to get in front of the board anyway.
This demolition request comes at a time when this property is the subject of eminent domain proceedings that were started by the city. Where does that stand?
Well, we're still in the appeal process with the eminent domain. A lot of things changed since the fire. So, this is not going to be a short process. I'm hoping that with the new administration and, a young, intelligent Mayor Scanlon, we can work out some kind of resolution so we don't have to drag this on and on. I'd like to develop the property, and move forward to do some, like an iconic project for the city. So the eminent domain is still out there, and it could drag on for a long time. I know the money that they set aside for eminent domain, they spent on a demolition of my buildings. It was, an exorbitant amount of money. Our budget was a lot less to get the buildings down. And so I don't know where the city is going to stand with that. I know they're going to bill me for that. And, I have my reservations about that. So that's going to be another fight down the line here.
Have you spoken with Acting Mayor Scanlon about the Cobblestone properties?
No, I have not. I've reached out to the administration. I'm sure we'll speak at some point. He's very busy, obviously. He has a lot on his plate right now. Like I said, I believe that he will, bring a new generation to the city, and hopefully things will move forward and better. I reached out to him, so I'm just waiting to get a meeting. I had a meeting scheduled with him before, and unfortunately we couldn't meet. So, hopefully, going forward soon, we can speak.
Daryl, you've owned these buildings since, I think, 2008. Is there coming a point where you just say uncle? Or is that, do you think, what the city wants you to say?
I guess if you were in a situation and you put, you know, I've worked all over the world, 25 years down in the Cobblestone District running Cobblestone. This was basically my vision for the area. And, you know, when you have all your, you know, all your chips in, so to speak, you know, you gotta stay the course.
Are you still hoping to put Unity Tower in that place?
That's my vision, and I do have many people interested in investment, but I have to get past all these stages.
Well, Daryl, thanks. We'll be following the Preservation Board to see what happens, but I appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you, Susan. Have a great day.
You too. That's the Cobblestone owner, Daryl Carr, with me this morning on WBEN.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.